This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have all kinds of World Economic Forum talk on tap for this hour. Hopefully I'll get to this more racism in America talk in this hour. One in five people dying in the hospital are because of negligence, if we're being nice. There's all kinds of stuff we have to get to. I'll get to more Iowa caucus talk, more email talk. Also, I have to say something. Something has happened, and it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing, and this is what it is. You know, we do this show every night now, but you also know how new we are to radio. It's really an insane rise. 5 years ago, we started this show, and here we are. It's crazy. Five and a half now, about 5.5 years. Yeah, I know. It's nuts. We're used to not doing a show that anybody listens to. So sometimes we lose sight of the fact that the show is big now. And we have a simulcast of the show as well. People, you could watch me do the radio show. You have to go, that's through the First TV. Remember, I have a TV show that's separate, but they also broadcast a simulcast of the show. It's just me sitting here behind the microphone doing the radio. People like the simulcast. I'm not used to people watching the show either. And so that's a good thing that a bunch of people are now watching the show, but a bad thing is you're really mean. I'm a very nice person. You are not. What, Chris? You are not very nice back to me. I can't dress. Now, I know how to get dressed. Don't get me wrong. And I know I'm wearing pants right now, I promise. But I can't explain this to people who are fashionable, mainly women. Women are mainly fashionable. Some dudes are fashionable, I guess. Not many of them. No, not all gays, Luke. It's not just that. What, Chris, why are you like
this? Why are you gay?
It's not just that. Some dudes are fashionable, but mainly it's women who are fashionable. But people who are fashionable, they don't understand people who aren't. They don't understand. And I'm trying to explain this to everybody. I need to be very clear about this right now. I try. It looks like, to this day, my wife will argue, no, you're not trying. That's not even trying. Yeah, I'll try on three different shirts for dinner. By the time I get to the third, she thinks I'm messing with her. Seriously, Jess? Like, that's what I'll get? I'll be like, what? You go pick it out then. Yes, I'm serious. I try. I think things look good, and clearly, they do not look good at all. I don't know how to do fashion. I don't know what to wear. I grab what I think looks good and is comfortable, and that's what I put on. Now, that you're watching the show, you're not being very nice about the various things I have on. That means I'm going to have to start putting thought into what I wear. Only the more I think about what to wear, the worse it seems to get. I'm not sure what to do about that. Maybe I just sit back and take all the abuse that's not very nice that you heap on me about it. I don't know what to do about that. But nevertheless, we march on. Now, speaking of marching on, we have the World Economic Forum meeting as we speak. Now, pause. We need to do a little very, very brief backstory on this because we have all kinds of new listeners all the time. And sometimes people have been listening to normal, boring, crappy talk radio where they scream about taxes all day and they never learn anything. The World Economic Forum. What is it? Well, the wealthy people of the world, let's just talk about this. People everywhere, but especially wealthy people, they love to form groups and get-togethers. And look, wanting to be around groups of other people, like-minded people, that's not unique to wealthy people. That's the same if you're poor, listening to the sound of my voice, or if you're a billionaire, listening to the sound of my voice. Everyone likes to do that. But wealthy people really, really, really enjoy getting together, showing off their stuff, bragging to each other about their stuff. That's what people like to do in these circles. I know I have to sit in these meetings with all these suits now all the time. That's what people do. The evil wealthy people of the world, they like to get together too. Only they like to get together to discuss how to smash you. Now, of course, they always sell it to each other as always being for the greater good, of course. They love to feel like do-gooders, but what it really comes down to is, hey, I'm really rich and powerful. You're really rich and powerful. And Bob here, he's really rich and powerful. What if we got together and worked together? And then the peasants, they'll never be able to stop us. We'll get even more rich and powerful if we work together. And so groups like the World Economic Forum have been around for a long time. They're almost always the subject of theories. I was about to call them conspiracy theories, but oftentimes they turn out to be true. This group here or that group there. This group used to be called, maybe this rings bells for you if you're kind of a historian on these groups. It used to be called the Club of Rome. Ever hear of the Club of Rome? Chris, Michael, anybody ever heard of the Club of Rome? Michael has, Chris hasn't. That shows who's been sleeping and who has not. Anyway, it's now the World Economic Forum. It's millionaires, it's billionaires, it's presidents, it's senators, it's congressmen, it's prime ministers, it's people from all over the world. The World Economic Forum, they get together and they only have bad things in mind. Their goal is always to destroy your freedom. You must understand whatever they're talking about, it always comes down to destroying your freedom, stopping you from doing the things you want to do, saying the things you want to say. And again, I want to reemphasize, they always sell it to each other as that being the right thing to do. The three characteristics all of our cultural leaders have in common are on major display at the World Economic Forum. One, no love of country. None. Oftentimes they hate their country, but there's no love of country. The prime minister of here or the senator of here or whatever, they do not go to the World Economic Forum and speak lovingly on behalf of their own countries. That would never, ever, 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 ever happen in a million years because they don't care about their own countries. It's one big global communist cabal. They don't have any need, any use for borders. This whole patriotism thing, it only holds them back. So one, no love of country. That's one characteristic. Two, no connection to the real world at all. And I do mean no connection to the real world at all. These people, at least some of them appear to be getting it. This is the CEO of Alliance. he at least is starting to understand the second characteristic they all have.
What do you see as the actual risk?
I think actually going back to this point about in democracies, populations stopping to trust our governments, which is the biggest problem we see, particularly in Europe at this moment. You've seen recent elections in the Netherlands. You've seen that in France. And societies are polarizing because our leaders are not addressing the needs of the people. We have an increasing detachment of the political elite from the working class and the people that actually go to work every day. And that I see as the number one risk for our societies. And remember,
he's not wrong. Now, what he wants for that is horrible, but he's not wrong. One, no love of country. Two, no connection to the real world, to normal people. No connection, zero. I'm going to say something to you right now, and it might shock you. Maybe it won't, but you'll know I'm right when you say it. Not a single person attending the World Economic Forum, unless it's a journalist or something like that, but not a single one of the people who received an invitation to the World Economic Forum cares about the cost of eggs. Isn't that crazy to think about? Groceries in general. Isn't the cost of groceries something that's close to the top of your mind? None of these people even realize there has been an increase in the cost of eggs. That's why these were all the people that wanted you to just shut down your business. Don't go to your hourly job. You don't have to go to your construction job today. Go home for 2 weeks. I'm in my jammies. You get in your jammies, as if the paycheck just magically appears in the sky. No connection to how normal people live. And finally, the third characteristic, and this one is way on display at the World Economic Forum. They view themselves as kings and queens. Not as prime ministers or presidents or senators or even CEOs. They really, truly, and don't get fooled into thinking this is run-of-the-mill snobbishness. It's not. It's way beyond that. They really do view you as being lower. You are of a lower peasant class. They are the kings and queens who make the world go. You, peasant, well, you only exist to serve whatever needs they want. That's genuinely how they see themselves when they look in the mirror. And that brings us to something big. There's a consistent theme at the World Economic Forum this year. I've been paying attention, and we'll talk about that theme, an interesting theme, in a moment. Before we do that, probably important to let everybody know, remind everybody that these are also the people who are trying to destroy the food supply. That creates quite a problem when you consider they're the people who run the food supply. The people who run the food supply are trying to destroy the food supply. John Kerry's walking around the World Economic Forum. John Kerry's on camera talking about eliminating 30% of agriculture of the planet. Do you have your 3-month emergency food kit yet for when they succeed? This is a basic bit of preparation. Every man, woman, and child needs 3 months' worth of non-perishable food. My Patriot Supply is how you get that. And right now, when you go to preparewithjessekelly.com, it's $200 in savings, $200 off. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Don't wait until they're successful. This is a call that needs to be made now. Go. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Now let's dig into this World Economic Forum stuff because there's a lot to tackle here. There's a lot to wrap our arms around. And so first, let's get something clear about this organization. That, have you ever heard the term New World Order? You've heard about that a lot, haven't you? New World Order. And maybe in the past, maybe even now, maybe you hear that term and you kind of roll your eyes. Oh, gosh, here we go with the conspiracy theories again. Well, these people mean it. It's not a conspiracy theory. They talk about it all the time themselves. This is WEF President Brende, I believe is how you say it.
That order seems to not be the order anymore. We are on the way to a new order. So we are between orders. Do you agree with that, or are there ways of what are we able to keep on the positive side from the old order to bring into a new world order, and how can we avoid that that new world order becomes like a jungle growing back, and we rather have order based on international law and the principles that have brought us prosperity and freedom for decades.
Okay, there's one little tidbit in there that you should focus on. But before we get to that, let's talk about this. What is this new world order? Why do people talk about this? Why do the elites themselves at the World Economic Forum, what are they talking about, a new world order? Well, understand how blessed you are and how blessed I am. Just stay with me. I'm not doing a sunshine and rainbows thing here. That we have gotten to live our lives, however old you are, whether you're 10 or 90, you've gotten to live your life at a time in history that really, really is truly unique. For most of human history, human beings have lived under monarchies of some kind. That is the normal form of government in the history of man. There is a king or maybe a committee of kings, but the people are not free. The people throughout history have not had constitutions guaranteeing you the right to defend yourself and free speech. These things are unique to this era. When the old monarchies begin to pass away and Western civilization really, really, really begin to rise, and the concept of human freedom really began to flourish, the concept that you, me, we should be allowed to say what we want. You should be allowed to criticize your government. You should be allowed to question an election. You see, in a free country, you can question elections. In a tyrannical country, you cannot. The order that we have known, the only order you and I have known, is an order where we have this idea that man should be free, that no tyrant should rule over him. These people, again, back to what we were just talking about, they see themselves as kings and queens. They despise the idea that you are free. And let me clarify something. It's not just because they're demons. Most of them are demons. That's not the main reason, though. They see your freedom as being the thing that holds us back. It's the thing that holds them back. The kings and queens, they have so many huge, wonderful things and wonderful plans for you. If you would just shut up and say what they want you to say. If you would just give up your private property. If you would give up your private property, they can control everything and they'll fix everything. If you would just, you and your stupid dollar, your financial independence, spending money on the things you want, they know what you need. You don't know. You're a stupid, ignorant peasant. The kings and queens know what you need, and you're not just cheating yourself. You're cheating the planet with your freedoms. That's how they look at the Western world, the free Western world that has blessed you and blessed me without end. We sit here with unending blessings, with standards of living that the entire history of the world would envy, that would die for, they would kill for, and you have it, and I have it, because we have been free. This old order they're always talking about that needs to be done away with, that's the old order. Your freedom is the old order that must go away. Of course, for the good of the planet, right? And the good of you. Well, this is all for the greater good and for the good of us collectively and things like that. It's important to understand that concept. When they talk about the old order, that's what it is. It's your freedom. The new order is your freedom going away. It's them controlling everything like the kings and queens they see themselves as. So let's hear from Klaus Schwab next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Turn that off, Chris. What kind of version of that song is that? That's awful. What was that? What's New Order? The band is called New Order? What is this, a new band? Chris, don't. It's not a new band? Is this an old school band or whatever? Gosh, that was horrible. I feel like I'm on drugs or something like that. No, but I'm not. I'm not Hunter Biden. Let's get back to what we were talking about. World Economic Forum stuff. Okay, so that was the setup. That's who these people are. That's what they want. And right now they're meeting in Davos. Of course, they're always meeting in Davos. I don't know why they can never meet in Milwaukee. It always has to be some fancy-sounding foreign place. I, as a European, would fit in there. Chris, not so much. It's not. Look, you don't even speak European. I do now. I've become ingrained in their culture. Anyway, Klaus Schwab's there. Now, before I play this from Schwab, this is something I have talked about before on the show, and it's so stupid and lame, but I'm going to bring it up again. I want you to think of a society as a big ball of Play-Doh. All right? You got that ball. You holding the ball in your hands? Or you holding it in your... You got a ball in your hands. A big ball of Play-Doh. Okay? And part of that ball is the people. And another part of the ball are the institutions and the elites who run the institutions. And remember, the institutions are what make a nation. They're what determine what your nation's going to look like. Okay, so but it's all one big ball in your hand. What has been happening, and I've talked about this before, it's happening not just in America, across the Western Empire. As we begin to observe how evil, inept, corrupt our elites are, and as we observe how hostile to us they are, and how they really see us versus how they see themselves, what has happened is a ball of that Play-Doh is beginning to pull away. A smaller ball is beginning to pull away from the big ball. You hear what I'm talking about? Picture it like the Earth in a moon. All right. That little ball is beginning to pull away from the big ball. And that little ball is the elites. Now, what they want is They want the big ball to pull with them. They want to go in this direction, and they want the whole big ball to come with them. But we, the freedom-loving people of the world, the people who care enough to actually pay attention, people like you, we don't want to go where they want us to go. We don't want to be globalists. We don't want you to destroy our crops and destroy our cars and destroy our freedom, but we don't want that. So what's happened is the ball, the little ball that's pulling away from the big ball, it's starting to pull out, and there risks a breaking in the line that connects it to the people. And the elites cannot afford that. That's what they absolutely 100% cannot afford. They must keep that line connected to the big ball, because the big ball, the people, are their true source of power, and they know that. They can't lead anybody if there's nobody to lead. If they pull too far, too hard, then the line between the two balls breaks, and now it's just a bunch of rich dudes eating steak and doing cocaine in Davos. So they can't have that. And what's happened in the past few years, especially during COVID, you saw this ramp up massively during COVID. It was really a huge success for them. They gained so much wealth and so much power and so much control overnight. Overnight, they gained all this wealth and power and control. I mean, you understand something. Just pause on this for a moment. I want to make sure every free American understands something. You know that your governor doesn't actually have the authority to tell you to shut your business down, right? You understand that? You understand that's insane? You understand that if you had said that to an American citizen, if a governor of Virginia in 1785, if he sent out a proclamation to the citizens of Virginia and said, there is a virus, close your doors by order of the governor, that governor would probably have been shot. Undoubtedly, he would have been arrested, put on trial, probably hanged. Maybe a lynch mob would have shot him. Your governor does not have the authority in a free country to tell you to close your school and close your business. But they decided during COVID to give that a whirl. Hey, what if we tell them to stand 6 feet away from each other? I wonder if that would even work. Oh my gosh, they're doing it. No way. They got drunk on all this newfound power during COVID. And it was a hugely successful time for them. How successful? Well, I don't know. Here's Moderna's CEO.
So what I would just end on is COVID is a very valuable product line of business and will continue to be, and we'll make it more profitable. And it helps fund the $25 billion of R&D.
Yeah. COVID was super. Anyway, but something else happened during COVID. Yes, they gained all this money for themselves, and all that went really well. But that ball, the little ball, separated even more from the big ball, because normal people like you, they saw what they were doing and they hated it. The election of 2020, it did even more. It separated the big ball from the little ball. That line is getting thin. And now the elites of the world have a crisis on their hands. And you can tell they have this crisis because of the very consistent messaging that was coming out of the World Economic Forum. They have a crisis of trust. There are enough people in the big ball now who think the people in the little ball are evil, and that line is getting very, very, very thin. I'm going to play Klaus Schwab, the big cheese at the World Economic Forum. This is a man who understands he's got a trust problem.
Here, we losing the face of our future. We risk to become much more ego-centered on a national and individual level. To break this cycle, we need a paradigm shift. We must rebuild trust, and that's actually the theme of our meeting. We have to rebuild trust.
We have to rebuild trust. Chris, that's European. You probably didn't understand what he said. Rebuild trust. Oh, don't think it was just Klaus Schwab. Remember this little tidbit?
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
Oh, there's so much more. Klaus Schwab again.
Trust is a fundamental pillar of our social...
Trust! Chris, that's European for trust, just in case you didn't know.
Trust is a fundamental pillar of our social, economic, and political lives. It is vital for cooperation, social cohesion, and effectively functioning institutions. To rebuild trust, there is a fundamental need to embody trusteeship, which means to care for the greater good. Let's you
trust. Here's another clip from the World Economic Forum.
James, welcome. Do you like the island?
I'm kidding. That's a clip from James Bond. Anyway, the other parts were real. That one was a clip from James Bond. But that's not it. Okay, so why? Why bring this up now? Why try to control that conversation? And what are they going to do to regain that trust? That's really the most important question. What comes next? Let's talk about that next. I didn't do that on purpose.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, we're now playing foreign language music on the show. There aren't any bad body words in there or anything like that, right? Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Also, remember, everybody, you can email the show love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to a few military things that you should probably know about next hour. I just want to finish up this World Economic Forum talk because they're all meeting at Davos right now. Trust, trust, trust. They are all saying it. We got to rebuild trust and rebuild trust. We need more trust. Even the alliance guy.
What do you see as the actual risk?
I think actually going back to this point about in democracies, populations stopping to trust our governments, which is the big...
They're all saying it. Okay, so the elites of the world, that little ball, they understand that pulling away from the big ball is a huge problem. They understand they have to fix that huge problem. Here's the problem, though. It's good that we're not trusting them. That is a very good thing. It means a lot of people are awake and awake enough to make these people nervous. That's a very, very good thing. The problem is we are dealing with evil people who it's not possible for them to change their nature and become something they're not. You ever read a story? I actually read a story recently. It was a guy, I believe it was Thailand. Don't quote me on that. But he had raised pet crocodiles. That was his thing. He loved crocodiles, and I sympathize. I think crocodiles are awesome. He had raised pet crocodiles. And eventually one day, they ate him badly. It was ugly. It was really bad. There are grisly stories about that. What's that grizzly man? I forget what his name was. He loved grizzly bears, and he was always hanging around them and wrestling with them and playing with them. And then one day, he wasn't anymore. Why? You cannot change the nature of a crocodile. It doesn't matter how much you love it, how many snuggies you give it. You can even give it rough greens. It's not going to help you. The crocodile is still just a gigantic predator with a teeny tiny wee little brain who is programmed and wired to grab things it can grab and pull them under the water and tear off their body parts and swallow them whole. That's what the crocodile is designed to do. It's designed to mate and kill, and that's all they do. A grizzly bear. You can't change their nature. It doesn't matter how many snuggies I give it. I can't change its nature. a dirty, evil communist elite. I cannot make him stop being a communist elite. It doesn't matter what I do. I can't reason with him. He's not going to wake up tomorrow and look at the lack of trust I have in him and decide, well, you know what? Wow, Jesse doesn't trust me anymore. You know what I should do? Huh. I should come around on this whole freedom thing. I think Jesse should be free. I lost his trust, and let me tell you what, guys, I was wrong. I've thought about it, and you know what? I'm all on board the freedom train now. Keep your guns, Jesse. Say whatever you want to say. Even say whatever you want to say about me. You go be free, because I want your trust back. It's laughable, isn't it? Because it's not possible. That's not how these people think. They don't operate that way. So if they can't earn our trust back the way they should, by extending a hand to us, backing off, leaving us alone, what's the other route? Well, they're going to hurt us. They have to hurt us to bring us back into their arms. If, let's say I was a wife abuser. I'm not a wife abuser, don't worry, but let's say I was a wife abuser. What's lower than that? Nothing. Somebody who hurts women. Nothing. Well, let's say I was. And finally, one day my wife had enough, which that would be day one for my wife. She'd just shoot me. But let's say one day my wife had enough and she was going to run out on me. And I didn't want to stop abusing her because I'm a piece of trash who abuses her. What's the only other way I could get her back or hope to keep her? I would have to scare her into staying. And this is sadly a very common thing that abusive pieces of trash do to their women. When the woman has finally had enough, she's going to leave, reach out, go hide, go do something else. If you ever worked with a woman's shelter at all, you'll know this is a very common tactic. It's what made me think of it. He doesn't always reach out and promise that he's going to be nice again. He reaches out and tells her things like, good luck having enough money to eat. Oh, I hope the kids are going to be able to have clothes on their backs. Good luck without my paycheck. Good luck trying to find someone else. Good luck. And it is a very, very, very sadly and oftentimes effective strategy to bring a woman who doesn't trust him anymore back into the home anyway. I'll leave you with this because we have to talk about emails and military matters, more Iowa caucus stuff and whatnot. They are discussing something else at Davos, something they brought up. World leaders meet over the threat of hypothetical disease X pandemic. They're discussing what they should do in response to a virus that they say could be 20 times deadlier than coronavirus. If the elites of the world don't intend to earn our trust back through ways they should, well, they're not going to give up. They will hurt us in order to get us back into the fold. They will. They'll roll out some brand new disease. They saw how well it worked last time. It's just something to watch out for, all right? All right, let's talk a little bit more about Iowa caucus stuff. There are a couple military matters that I've just been talking to a few people about. Some stuff I want to get you updated on as this Iran thing goes on and Russia and China. There are some things we need to talk about. Also, my foot hurts. You know why my foot hurts? Oh, if you do, you please let me know because I have no idea why. I'm 42 and now you just randomly wake up and things will just hurt on you randomly. And I'm not proud of this, but maybe it's your story too, so maybe you can relate. I have always, look, it's just how I've always done it. When something hurts, I don't stretch it out. I don't go for natural solutions. I go grab two or three ibuprofen and I top them. I pop them in. I mask the pain, liquefy my liver, and go on about my day. There is a better way to handle the aches and pains as we get older. Naturally, Relief Factor. What it does is it helps your body fight the inflammation naturally. It's got like omega-3s and turmeric and all kinds of things like that in it. A natural way to fight pain without killing your liver. $19.95. That's it. That's a three-week quick start kit. They know after 3 weeks you're hooked. You are. It's incredible. It's life-changing. Get it. Call them. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. $19.95. Three-week quick start kit. Take it. You will love it. Trust me on that. Go get some relief factor. We still have an hour left. Military matters and emails. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.